Meadow Mornings on WRHI.
It's the keys to your daddy's car. It's a night alone neath the desert stars. It's a 5 o'clock whistle, it's the classroom bell. It's a Panama City out the window, yeah. The first kiss after a broken heart. We all wanna break the chains. Feel the wind against our face. Everybody wants the same.
It is 8:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI FM 100.1. You're home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. If you're listening on AM 1340, good morning. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. We love art.
We sure do. We love the Arts Council of York County, especially Melanie Cooper. She stops by once a month to kind of give us an update of what's happening in our galleries and beyond. And Melanie, once again, another very busy month. Yes. July is upon us. And before we look forward to see what's coming up, we want to celebrate the last year, which you all did just the other day.
We did. On the 27th, we celebrated our 42nd year. And in doing so, we just look back on what the arts accomplished in York County in 2018, 2019. And then we start looking forward to 2019, 2020. And part of that annual celebration is an awards ceremony. We offer two awards each year, and one is to the individual who has contributed the most to the community, the arts community. And this year, the Ben Ardrey Volunteer of the Year Award went to Dr. Brad Sabelli, who is integral to the arts in York County. He not only is a teacher both for the Arts Council in Field Park, but he also was the president of the Catawba River Art Guild for many years, and he volunteered his time for us or with us to take photographs and to do anything that he can to lend a hand. So he is a wonderful asset to our community. And then the Business and the Arts Award was given to Gala Affairs, who, I mean, most of us in the nonprofit world here in York County would be like nothing without Toy. So he, you know, he got us all set up for the annual or for our annual gala and for our secret dinner. And I know he helps out the White Home frequently and Christmasville. I mean, he gives so much to Christmasville that they are able to achieve huge awards.
Yeah. So. And come see me. He's everyone's best friend during that 2 week celebration. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that we have his phone number on speed dial.
Absolutely.
So, well, that's really good. I mean, he's someone that also gets the understanding of being in the nonprofit world and helping out in a little bit of attention to detail, as you all notice, can really turn an event and make it even bigger, and just have the community support, I think probably means the most to nonprofits, right? That people do care and businesses do support what we're doing.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's so it's, great.
Without your community, you're kind of spinning your wheels in the mud. You're not doing anything that's really impactful. And as a nonprofit, that's what you're looking to do, is have an impact on your community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to be able to pull the talent from your community.
That's right.
It's a good thing.
That's
always.
Right. Absolutely.
And that leads us right to the jury to competition as we look forward now into 2019-2020.
So people were able to see that at the annual celebration because it was held at the Center for the Arts, and we had a lot of oohs and ahs. There's some really great artwork in there this time. There's video artwork, there's 3D artwork, there is photographs, there's just kind of everything mixed media. It's a fun exhibit to come in and see this year. So we'll be announcing the winners of that at our reception, which is free and open to the public on July 11th. So next Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. we'll be doing that. And that's always a really great reception because most of the artists who are local and regional even will come to it because they want to see. They want to see their friends. They want to find out who wins. They want to be there to accept their award if they've won, and just to see the artwork that's on display. So I love this exhibit. It's so much fun to see the community come together and go up onto our walls.
Yeah.
And this is something that people can stop by and see anytime.
Yeah. I mean, the galleries are open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and then from 5 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday by appointment. And then we're open the second and fourth weekends of each month on Saturdays from 10 to 2 and Sundays from 2 to 4. So absolutely drop in if you've got a minute. I mean, you don't, it's free. You don't have to stay for hours. You can stay for as long as you've got and come back another day and see more.
You just never know how it's going to impact you either. You might be surprised.
Absolutely.
Get the art bug for sure.
Yeah.
Melanie Cooper's with the Arts Council of York County looking at some events that are happening throughout the summer as we enter the fall. And we're already starting to think about the fall.
We are.
Because camps and other workshops are starting to sign up. And you have a really big project coming up in October.
We do. So we have a really great exhibit coming up on display in October called Reflecting Her Story. And that'll be in the Dalton Gallery. And in trying to put together exhibits that go into the galleries towards the back of the building, the Perimeter Gallery and the Edmund Lewandowski Classroom Gallery, we really try to coordinate them. And so for this one, we are doing something called the Artful Bra Project.
Yes, bra. She said it live on air. You were thinking about that word. Okay,
that's right.
It's a safe word. It's a good
it word. Is a safe word. So we have invited artists to take bras and turn them into works of art. And then we are actually auctioning those off throughout the exhibit. And we are going to donate all the proceeds to the York, I believe it's the York County Breast. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get it completely wrong.
I'm just thinking how far we've come from burning the bras.
I know. The breast screening source of York County.
Gotcha.
There it is.
Because it represents.
It does.
A lot more than just looking nice under your clothes.
That's right. Right. That's right.
And this organization helps women who cannot afford mammograms, correct?
They do. Oh, absolutely. So women who do not have insurance or whose insurance only cover hospital stays or women who make under a certain dollar amount annually.
Gotcha.
So yeah, they do help out in great ways. So we're able to provide this funding to allow them to continue their great work.
Boy, what a fantastic exhibit that will be. And just to Patty's point, how far we've come.
I know.
But
I was
going to
say harnessing the sisters. are you working with any nonprofits that focus on women?
We are. So Nothing Pink is going to be on hand at the exhibit's reception in October. So we're happy to have them come talk about their mission and what their focus is. And then, of course, the breast screening source of York County. And we're also going to have a Envision Diagnostics mobile screening unit on our site on the 24th of October, and this is open to the public. So we have a portal on our website where women can make their annual appointments and come have their mammograms done at the Center for the Arts at this mobile screening unit.
Early detection is so important.
It really is. It really is.
It can save your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then no matter your age, you love a good field trip, and you all are taking a field trip to Columbia.
We are. So we do day trips. We started doing day trips a few years ago, and they're really popular. We always make them arts-minded. So this year, this fall, we are going to Columbia, to the Columbia Museum of Fine Art, to see Van Gogh and his inspirations. Mm. And so we are chartering a van, and we are taking folks down to see that exhibit. It should be a great trip. It is on October 24th, so that's a Thursday. And we love to take people out into our community beyond the borders of York County to see what's going on. We've taken people to Artisphere before. Mm. We've gone to the Rinalda to see Georgia O'Keeffe, all sorts of places.
I think that's wonderful.
That's right. Yeah. Now, Van Gogh's the one who cut off his ear, right?
He did.
Now, with his ear, he won't be on display, right?
Now,
I'm just joking. I'm sure everyone says that.
And Georgia O'Keeffe, she's all about...
She's very female-oriented.
She's very female-oriented.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was she painted all the flowers like
she
in
did.
Arizona and Santa Fe and everything.
Look at him real close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did.
Good. Okay. All right. Hey, this is why art's important. You can learn
that's
a
right.
lot
that's
from
right.
it. Kick humor. Kick humor.
I got it. Okay. I think I can read between the lines.
Well,
it goes back
like
to harnessing
art.
Of the horses. It's the kick humor.
Like, what was it in Everybody Loves Raymond when I was like, there's just something about that statue I love.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Good. Got it now. All right. As always, Melanie Cooper from the Arts Council of York County. Thank you so much for keeping us connected within the arts community. We appreciate it. Have a good 4th.
You too.
It's